Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk.
Mark Busby and Tim Handy couldn't make it tonight because of Thanksgiving festivities. We're getting close to the holidays, so we've got some special little stuff for you. First, we've got John Hale talking about the National Barbecue Cup that's coming up next week, and so we'll let him talk for just a few minutes, and then hopefully we'll have the full results of the 2012 Jack Daniel's World Championship. So stay tuned, folks. We're going to have a little stuff to take the place of Barbecue Shop Talk tonight, but if you want to listen to the episode we were going to upload on 10/4/2012, if you go back to Barbecue Superstars Radio and look down, that was the show we were going to replace with this show, but having a tough time downloading the file where I can upload it on to the radio program for rebroadcast. I sent the Blog Talk Radio a message, and unfortunately, they never got back, so I'm not sure they'll allow you to do that. It has to be a new file recorded and then uploaded. So let's hear from John Hale right quick and see what he's got to say about the National Barbecue Cup.
Hey, Daryl from Barbecue Superstars. We got John Hale here. He just was on Barbecue Pit Masters with a teammate, and National Barbecue Cup host. He announces the awards and does a whole lot of the MCing, and works as a volunteer there. And we were at Atco Baptist Church 2 years ago, and we did a rib contest. And John came in there, and he cooked some of the best ribs I ever ate. I'll never forget eating those ribs. And he's the best grand champion that never went pro, is how I can put it. This boy can cook good, and I wish we could convince him to go pro, but it costs a lot, and it's very time-consuming. But we wanted to get with him this week, and we're down to Jack Daniel's World Championship, and we wanted to talk about the National Barbecue Cup. Now, folks, it's a big, big, big-time competition. Kind of ends off the year now. It's past the Jack. It's kind of out there in November where all the big comps are gone, and it sort of stands on its own. And how are we doing today there, John?
Good, Darryl. Good to see you, man. Appreciate you coming.
Now, you do the Jack Daniel's every year. A lot of people don't know it. You're on the backyard side of the Jack Daniel's every year.
You know, I've been around barbecue for about 6 years, and we only cook with Larry's Flaming Pits, with Linda Sizemore, and cook with her husband Larry a couple of times before he passed away. But we only do a couple of cooks a year. We do a lot of judging. We do some organizing. We did Smoke and Thunder with Big Jim Stansel in Rome, but you know, we're coming up on second year of the National Barbecue Cup. Man, that's just, out of all the events we do, that's one that, and you've been there and you know, it's just, first year event, we had 134 teams, and we're going to be a little bit over that this year, and we're about a month away, and man, we're excited about it.
Now, I know you got a lot more room. Now, I rode down there with Big Randall Bowman, and all the way down the road, the parking lot across the road, I mean, there's like so much room, you could hold as many as the American Royal.
You know, we have, as I said, we had 134 teams. We're going to be about 140 this year, a little more controlled. We've got a backyard. We've got about 42, 44 teams probably, and we'll be separating those out from the pro teams. But, you know, some of the names in pro, Big Mo Cason comes in from Iowa, Ponderosa, and Ron with QAL, and you know, Bubba Q and Pitbull and a lot of the Georgia guys, Rescue Smoker and Chatham Artillery's there. But we also have Chick Swine and Bovine. We have Cereal Grillers. We have a lot of the who's who.
Rod Gray, Pellet Envy.
Pellet Envy. Rod will be there. Tuffy will be there. Mike Davis was there last year. You know, it's late in the season. People need those points. So we're real excited this year about it. We're competing with the World Food Cups, but we've got a lot of those guys. Vegas is a long ways away. So we're real excited about that and expecting a good turnout. So,
man, you know, the Jack Daniel's only has between 76 and 80 teams a year, and you guys are going to be like 140. And, You know, folks, we'd like to encourage everybody out there. Randall Bowman, he's a pit master, he's a pit maker, and then he's like one of the best barbecue comps in the country, also organizer. And talk about Deep South Smokers a little bit. You know, Deep South has come out now. He's got dual chamber, single chamber, and they're a little heavy. They're 1,200, you know, 800, 1,200 pounds, where the other ones might be 4 or 6. But the quality, the heat being equal in all corners and all parts of the cooker, and just the general overall cook of the Deep South, what do you think about those Deep South?
You know, I've been working with Randall for a little over a year now, and Randall's the same kind. He, you know, he does a little bit of organizing, a little bit of cooking, and he studied that. He did fabricating on trailers a while back, and he's getting back into that and really has studied the smoker and I think makes quite possibly the best insulated cooker out there. It's a dual, he makes a single chamber, but he also makes a dual chamber over and under. You can control it with, you know, two different temperatures. It to me is one of the best cookers out there. A lot of the bugs have worked out, as you said, patented baffle system that distributes the heat all over. Not a lot of hot spots.
That's the key, man. No hot spots.
Just very cool. You know, it's quite a feat that Danny Kugel with Pitbull Smokers, a little leery, first time cooker, first time out. He gets a 180 and wins grand champion. So I think, you know, it still has a lot to prove, but man, he's really shown. He's got a few more. I know he's got a friend of mine's delivering. He's taking delivery this weekend. Well, we're going to cook on it. I'm going to go down and watch him cook, rather, on the at the Big Pig Jig. So there, he's got a few more going out there, and it's just it's a pretty awesome thing if you haven't seen it. So,
man, I tell you, I back his cooker 1,000%. I'll tell you something. If you're a barbecue cook team and you're trying to get up in that top 10, you know, anybody can get 15 and below. But when you try to pull that thing up into the top 10 consistently, so, you know, you can get $500, $800 a contest to help you pay for your cook. You pay for this one, so you got money to go to the next one, and next thing you know, you've done 40. You got to have the best equipment to do it. And I tell you what, Deep South cookers, I watch them all, I see them all. Deep South might be the best ever produced at this point in barbecue. And would you like to just say a few words to the National Barbecue Cup teams that are going to be coming to the Jack Daniel teams?
Well, I handle the judges for Randall. We got about 150 some odd judges. We really strive to get good certified judges. We reach out to people. We had over a third of our judges were master judges. We want to make sure that the playing field is level. They spend a lot of time and money, and we want to make sure they get a fair shake. So we do that. You know, you've seen the complex, 85-acre complex. We got a lot of good acts coming in. We got Mac Powell, who is with Third Day. Mac Powell's playing on Friday night. We got the backyard stage or the local stage. We'll be playing acts all day. So we've ordered a little bit warmer weather this year, and Randall and his family just do an awesome job year-round of putting this thing together, and we're really striving to make sure the cooks, judges, everybody that comes there on the barbecue side has a great experience, but also the people. Our People's Choice has been churned around a little bit. We served on-site, so we're excited about it and really excited about the teams that are coming this year. So if you haven't, if you need a cook, need some points, or looking for a good place to hang out, the third week in November is the place to be in Cumming, Georgia.
Now, the Georgia Barbecue Championship will be decided at that contest.
That's correct. We'll have – that's the final, and, you know, it was announced last year, and it came down to Tuffy Stone and Bubba Q. And so it was they had swapped out points in Cleveland the week before, and then it flip-flopped, and Bubba ended up winning it, and Tuffy got second. And so it's a who's who, man. It's late in the season, and it's a real shootout, and so there'll be a lot of action. A lot of guys like to come out and really meet the team. Some of the guys you see on TV, these guys are accessible there, and you can go up and see them. And, you know, we're watching, I just saw Johnny Trigg walk by and Ron with Q out. And some of these guys, you know, this is the Jack. Everybody's a little more guarded, a little more uptight. Man, they're very accessible. They're having a good time, and you can go by and talk with these guys. So definitely love to have everybody out.
I tell you, last year up on the hill there, they had a championship row that was absolutely second to none. Tuffy, Big Mo Quezon, Tuffy, Pellet Envy, Qal, and it was just like a who's who straight down that row. And I understand he's going to move them sort of down in the flat this year. So when you come to National Barbecue Cup, you ain't going to have to look around to find the champions. They're going to be down there right front and center.
Yeah, very accessible. We're moving the kit zone. That's where it was. So anyway, we're moving that around. But it barbecue has grown. I guess the reality TV has kind of moved it to a different realm. So what we're looking to do is make it accessible. A lot of people come out, you know, thinking, oh, I can get a ton of barbecue, I can get a ton of food. So we have moved People's Choice to the sites, so you can come visit and actually get some barbecue there. And that's what a lot of people for years thought, and you really couldn't. So we've made that happen. The folks in Cumming have worked with us, the city's worked with us to be able to do some things like that. So,
well, I tell you, Randall Bowman has really moved up in KCBS also, and he's becoming a figure in KCBS. He's might run for the board, and Randall Bowman's just a great guy. You know, I wish everybody out here, all the teams, and everybody would really support Randall, because if we could get him on the board and get him more involved in barbecue, he's a cook. He's a cook's cook. And when he runs the National Barbecue Cup, he runs it for the cooks, because he knows what you're going through. He's going to have the golf carts out there. He's going to have ice. You know, he's going to have service. And then the electric hookup, the water hookup, I've said this 100 times, you know, everybody's got their own campground electric 50, 30, 15-amp power hookup. So won't be any, uh-oh, I'm trying to cut my brisket and the power just went off. I mean, we're guaranteeing that it will be. And you know what? Because the Jack's over, because the Royal's over, everybody just kind of goes in there and they just let it all hang out. And, you know, we want to invite you, National Barbecue Cup, Deep South Smokers, Randall Bowman. Make sure you plug in. And all right, well, we're going to end the interview, and I just want to ask you right quick, what's your next comp?
Man, as I said, we only do a couple of these, and so we do backyard. We finish reserve here. My wife calls me the paper champ, you know. So, you know, we only cook a couple times a year, and it's kind of an odd couple. You know, Linda's a 62-year-old widow, and here I am just a 40-year-old fat guy. So, you know, we enjoy doing it. This is something we look forward to, kind of ending our year. So we'll do this, and then we'll go on to Cumming, man, and we really put a lot into that and making it a good competition. So we look forward to seeing you there, man.
Yeah, good guy, man. And last year was a big finish, Tuffy Stone Reserve, Bubba Q, and Bubba Q won the GBC right there. It was a moment I'll never forget. Will you forget that?
No, it's and you know, these guys have won a lot of awards, but, you know, it's kind of fun. We have the guy that comes in and carves trophies out of wood.
Yeah.
You see a 4.5-foot chicken. It's pretty cool. You know, it's a 3-foot steer carved out of a log. So, you know, it's pretty interesting. A lot of interesting things going on. So just a lot of excitement, a lot of cool things going on. So,
well, this is Daryl from Barbecue Superstars at the Jack Daniels with John Hale, Johnny Trigg, the top competition in the world, talking about the National Barbecue Cup. We're going to get on down here and check some more teams. Moving on.
All right. There was John Hale talking about the National Barbecue Cup. And we just happened to have the moment that the grand champion was crowned last year. So I'm going to play it for you right quick.
Here the overall, I'm going to start at 15 and work my way back. Number 15, Q Al. Number 14, Blue Sky Barbecue. Number 13, EJ's Q. Number 12, Uncultured Swine. Number 11, South Pork. Number 10, the Blue Bloods. Number 9, Chick Swine and Bovine. Number 8, Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton. Number 7, Pit Bulls Up in Smoke. Number 6, Pack of Smoke. Number 5, Pellet Envy. Number 4, Pig Whispers. Number three, Rescue Smokers. Guys, I'm going to call number one and number two. After I've called, the reps will have your score sheets. Ernie Polin.
Way back there.
Ernie's back over here. We'll have all the backyard. Philip Brazier will have pro A through C right over here. Kathy Brazier will have D through Q. And she is way in the back corner back here. And Linda Polin will have R through W, and she's right over here. Guys, your reserve grand champion is Cool Smoke. He's coming fat, drunk, and stupid. Left your banner. Probably drunk. Guys, the grand champion at the National Barbecue Cup in Cumming, Georgia is Bubba Q.
Well, Bubba Q won it all last year and won the GBC Championship, Georgia Barbecue Championship, and really exciting, you know, him and Cool Smoke going head-to-head. Whenever you time, anytime you go against Cool Smoke in any way, you better have your game on, because that boy sure can cook. And so now we got the Jack Daniels 2012 results, and we're going to play them and hope you all enjoy them.
Step back here and have your pictures taken back there. Okay? Desserts. Some of the most beautiful presentation that I've ever seen. And I gotta tell you, I tasted a few. They were absolutely beautiful. Fifth place, dessert. Okay, these are the honorable mentions, and we'll start handing out the money when we get down to the fifth place award. Number 10, GoneHagen.com.
Cup, Are you gonna go? Are you gonna go to the National Barbecue Cup?
Yeah.
I gotta get some shots of it and check and see what, you know, what the difference is.
I'm probably gonna cook the competition on my 84, but
oh yeah, okay.
You know, that's what I'm used to cooking on. That's what we've been winning on. So.
Right.
You know, I went ahead and put a roll of toilet paper in the truck just in case I need it on my travels again.
Smart bus is gonna kill me, man. We better get out. Let me broadcast this is off, man. Okay.
Are you giving me that look again?
Okay.
your secret over-the-top ingredient?
Jack Daniels.
Always works for me. Second place in the desserts category, $250. Prizes keep getting bigger. The winner of this is from just up the road in Nashville. How about Swig and Pig? Swig and Pig. And what did you prepare?
Tennessee honey blueberry cobbler.
Tennessee honey blueberry cobbler. Who is this adorable little thing you've got up here with you? Brooke, this is your daughter? Hi, Brooke.
Brooke.
Come on, Brooke. Is
she shy?
Brooke, are you proud of Daddy? Yeah, I bet she is. Let's hear it for Swig and Pig. First place, dessert category. Another great basket, a trophy, the blue ribbon, and the check for $500 goes to 10 Pinos Cooking Team. 10 Pinos Cooking Team from Mission,
Smokers
from Dakota Dunes. congratulations to you folks as well. Number eight. Wow. I love it when we have these long range winners. Is that correct? Coming all the way down from Anchorage, Alaska. And just as a point of clarification, is it bare naked or is it bare naked? Okay, we got it. Let's hear it for Bare Naked Barbecue from Anchorage, Alaska. Next up at number seven, we have a boy and his barbecue.
Congratulations.
Let's hear it for Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, the veteran. with a check for $500. Yeah. It's Ponderosa Barbecue. Yeah.
Barbecue.
B30 Barbecue from Gilbert, Arizona. Coming to us from the great state of Massachusetts, it is Lakeside Smokers. Lakeside Smokers. Congratulations again. Next up in the honorable mention category of chicken, we've got yet another repeat winner. It is Parrot Head Smokers. Chicken goes out to the Buffalo Meatheads. Buffalo Meatheads were also in the I Know Jack About Grilling contest yesterday. Let's give them a big round of applause. Congratulations. Next up, we have Pigskin Barbecue. Pigskin Barbecue, yet another team from Iowa. You know, these Iowa folks have found the pathway up here to the stage to get their stuff. Doesn't take long. Oh, there's Lucas, right? Now, Lucas, congratulations again. All right, here we go. We got some big stuff here. Fifth place in the chicken category. Now, you'll notice the boxes. You know Jeff can't hold all that.
No.
Don't break his distilling hand, whatever you do. This is a beautiful set of Emil Henry cookware, and this is very, very nice. Down here we have?
A belt buckle.
A belt buckle. Oh, you mean something else I don't have in my Jack collection, right?
Maybe something.
Yeah, a lot of luck on that one. Here we go, fifth place in the chicken, and a chick for $100 from Keedysville, Maryland, the Firefighters Barbecue Team. Are you guys really firefighters? I see a gentleman there with a sergeant symbol on. Is that correct? Which department are you with in Maryland? With Washington, D.C. Wow. Thank you very much for your service. You have no idea what frontline responders like this do. We appreciate your service and you being here at the Jack. Fourth place in the Chicken Award. Wow, $200. And I got to tell you, have you been over to the VIP and volunteer tent? Because these guys sponsored it. It's the Barbecue Guru. Barbecue Guru.
Woo-hoo! and the barbecue guru. Are the boxes getting heavier? Yes, they are. Are you ready? Third place in the chicken category, Smokin' Hogs Barbecue. The bottle, the check for $500. It's another repeat winner from the great state of Tennessee, our capital city, Nashville. It's Swiggin' Pig.
Number 8. You gotta love this.
teammate. Brew-BQ. Brew-BQ. The guys from Brew-BQ come to us from Round Lake, Illinois. Here we go, Brew-BQ. Congratulations, gentlemen. Number 7, how about the Bush Kitchen? Just around the corner. Anybody know where Bush Kitchen's from? Where? No, Australia. Right. Bush Kitchen. Hey, y'all, give me one more round of applause for Keith Anderson, who did a dynamic job today with our national anthem. And he said he probably won't eat until then. Keith Anderson, again, great job. Number 6 is pelletheads.com.
Firefighters Barbecue!
of Washington, D.C., and we thank you again very much, sir. Oh, wait a minute. No. Come here. Well, first of all, this is Chief Cook Michael Scahill, and a sergeant that protects the District of Columbia. And Sergeant, you were saying something else.
One of our rookie team members is getting married today in New Jersey.
We got a rookie team member.
Why?
When I told him I wasn't going back in June, and I told him, I said, we win this and we're going for Jack. I'm not coming to the wedding.
What did he say? Let's hear it for Firefighters Barbecue. We appreciate you guys very much. You know, you don't ever have a wedding, you don't ever have a funeral on the fourth Saturday or the fourth weekend in October. You know why? Because odds are the preacher won't show up. I mean, it's the Jack weekend. Second place in the pork rib category, $500. Wow, from Jessup, Maryland, chicks, swine, and bovine. Correctly, chicks, swine, and bovine has been here at the Jack for several years. They've won some pretty good prizes over the years. Here's another one to add to your list. Second place in the red category, here are your winners, chicks, swine, and bovine. Who's that good-looking guy you got down there with you? What's his name? Max?
turn around and wave. Turn your back. She'll turn around and wave, right? Let's everybody have a big hand for Max. Number nine. Number nine. The honorable mention goes to Swiggin' Pig. Swiggin' Pig. Number eight. Number eight. Honorable mention. Goes out to Spitfire. Spitfire.
Thank you.
Barbecue also gets a check for $150 from our friends and sponsors at Western Barbecue Products. Number nine in the brisket category, Smoke on Wheels.
Fly Boy Barbecue!
Welcome down south. Third place in the brisket category. Third place in the brisket category gets a check for $150 from our friends at Westerwood Barbecue Products. Another check for $300. For those of you repeat winners, does it ever get old? I mean, does it ever get old when you have to come up here and pick up more money and more prizes and more stuff like that? Let's ask the folks from Pigskin Barbecue. A Jack Daniels check for $500. All of the prizes you see up here, and it's a team from Oklahoma, Team Enioserve.
It'll keep broadcasting.
The time runs out, stay on, we're still broadcasting. Do not get off.
One more round of applause for your second place brisket winner, Team Enioserve. Now we get down to first place in the brisket category. Big check for $500. Big check for $1,000. Brisket category. This is getting into some serious stuff. Let's hear it for the Weekend Warriors Barbecue from Canada. The KCBS, the Kansas City Barbecue Society folks who are really
done a lot for barbecue everywhere, especially here in Lynchburg. Dave, take it away.
Thank you. All right, the first week, there's three 180s in the dessert. So if the top three teams, that was Heart Attack, Swiggin' Pig, and 10 Pinos Cooking Team. All come up and grab 10. Congratulations. As all you cooks know, it's not easy to do. Perfect scores.
Jeff, how much is your check for there on the back?
$2,500. We also have $750 over here from Western Premium Wood Products. This incredible set. This incredible set of knots. I'm not going to drop them, I promise. You think I'm a klutz? This incredible set of Hammerstall knives, and these things are top of the line. What else do we have here? Another great basket of goodies. Reserve Grand Champion.
This one?
Wow.
No, it's not. We'll just keep it. It'll record.
Are you ready? Reserve Grand Champions for the 2012 Jack Daniel's World Invitational Barbecue goes out to Swiggin' Pig.
Pigskins Barbecue won the Jack Daniel's World Championship, and congratulations to all the competitors. Everybody who made it to the Jack is a huge winner. And this is Barbecue Shop Talk for this week, setting in for Mark Busby and Tim Handy, who will be back next week. And we hope you all have a great week. This is Darryl from Barbecue Superstars. This is a Barbecue Superstars Network production.